Investigative reporter L. Scott Mann, also known as the Sandstorm Scholar, joins us in the studio. Welcome to the program. How are you this morning?
I am well. Good morning, Tom and Laura. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Okay, now this is kind of a convoluted issue, so let's just go ahead and start from the very beginning, just because a lot of people, they catch bits and pieces of this, and it's edited for TV, and, you know, this is an opportunity just to put it out
there. Tell the long story.
Right, this is the long form. This is the album cut. What got you interested in the North and East Lubbock Community Development Corporation? You basically had noticed a vacant shopping center on the east side.
Yes, there's a shopping center on Parkway Drive that I drove by 15 or 20 times last year. And what struck my, or what got my attention was that it was three quarters empty and no for lease sign. And I wondered what was going on there. Who owned that? Why was there no urgency in getting it leased, or at least that suggested it, the lack of a sign? So I started investigating. I found out that a nonprofit that is city-funded called North and East Lubbock Community Development Corporation owns that in a for-profit partnership. The more I looked at it, the more questions I had. And so I started submitting public information requests for their information and found out, yes, they are tax funded. Yes, virtually every dollar they have comes from taxes.
Okay, now let me back up and ask a question here. Okay, it was a partnership with another entity that the not-for-profit, the NEL CDC was in, but it was a for-profit venture?
Yes.
How does that work?
Evidently, a nonprofit can own a for-profit business. And that's what happens here. And I'm sure the way that happens is they pay taxes on the for-profit business. And in this situation, a city employee manages the for-profit business, paid for by tax dollars.
City employee being?
Thomas Harris.
Okay.
Assistant City Secretary Thomas Harris, we've learned, manages the leasing operations. And of that for-profit business, so what we have in Lubbock is a city employee working for a nonprofit as its executive director on city time, and also managing a for-profit business, 65% of which is owned by a private individual.
Okay. So the concern about Thomas Harris's salary being that portion, I guess, $30,000?
Well,
is this where that comes into play?
Not just that, but Thomas Harris is paid by the city. He is, and the funds the time he spends is on city time. And then he is also paid an additional $30,000 a year by NEL CDC.
Now, Thomas Harris being the Assistant City Secretary.
He is the Assistant City Secretary,
proceed.
Yes. It was promised when the money was appropriated last September. And understand, he's paid both a city salary and from the funds that were given to NEL CDC by the city. It was promised that his salary, his time, would be reimbursed. Now, that was a mistake, evidently. That's not happened, and it was not intended to happen. And the person who said that, who promised that to the council, who is now the chairman of the board of NEL CDC, was Quincy White, assistant city manager. Quincy has said he misspoke, and that happens. But we still have a situation where a city employee.
Okay, so somebody misspoke, and then $30,000 was expended and included in the overhead. And how do we take, okay, I mean, saying my bad doesn't cut it, does it?
That's for the citizens to decide.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to me, but keep going.
As we looked at it, we also found that one of the board members' law firm was being paid for legal work, legitimate work, of course, by NEL CDC. So you have a city-funded nonprofit run by a city employee that owns a for-profit business, Parkway Place Shopping Center, and it's writing checks back to one of the board members' law firms. Now, that's not a big deal.
Board member being?
Being David Langston.
Okay.
He's a private citizen. He gets to do what he wants to do. And if he can leverage that work on a board and also make some money for his law firm, more power to him.
Yeah, people do it every day.
That's right. What became significant there is knowing that Latrell Joy, Councilwoman Latrell Joy, voted for those funds to go to NELCDC. When we interviewed Latrell Joy, she made it clear she was not aware of that at the time.
She wasn't aware of what?
That her law firm was engaged by the nonprofit.
Now, so we've got Scott Mann, the Sandstorm Scholar. We're talking about the North and East Lubbock Community Development Corporation and all things relative, if you haven't been following the story. Now, we left off with your concern that there is a person on the council that is connected to a law firm that is involved with the management of the not-for-profit, correct?
That's correct. The issues here are the appearance of impropriety, transparency, and how they're spending the money.
Okay. So relative, the council person in question would be Latrell Joy. Now, when you interviewed her, you asked and she said that she was not aware that the law firm was connected to this not-for-profit, which the city council had been voting on. You know, that to me, that's a little bit, for me, it's hard to believe because, you know, you had Quincy White, previous Harris, was the leasing manager of the real estate project that they're connected with. So, I mean, and all those people on the council know Quincy White.
Sure.
So, have we talked about the amount of money here that's involved? It's like $251,000, correct?
That's correct. $251,000 last year, $251,000 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Millions since they were established over the last 10 years.
Okay.
Their subdivision, the land was given by the school district. The city did all of the development work, which was about $1.5 million. That subdivision, the profits from that are what allowed them to buy into Parkway Place. So all of their money or their profits are derived from tax dollars.
And then how long has part of the money been given to this particular law firm?
Was I don't
know. Is
that
just recent, or how long does that go back?
We can't know that because they will not release their records. If you want to know about expenditures at the city of Lubbock, you turn in a request, and within 10 business days, you'll have copies of the checks if you want them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that with North and East Lubbock Community Development Corporation.
They're exempt because they're not-for-profit?
That's what they claim. Now, shortly, within the next few days, the Attorney General will release a ruling, and I suspect that he will not allow them to keep all of their records secret, which is what has been done to this point.
Is this because you're trying to push the bull back into the barn on this thing? Kind of, sort of, yeah?
Yeah,
troublemaker.
Well, before we went to break, we were talking about Latrell Joy. Did she know or did she not know when she voted to help fund this organization that they were also giving money back to her law firm?
She said she didn't know. I believe that. It's a large law firm. They have lots of clients. And her practice, as has been pointed out, is a very limited, she does family law. That's what she does. She doesn't do other kinds of law. And in law firms, they don't get together and discuss the cases like a bunch
right.
of doctors do.
So there wouldn't have been any reason for her to think about recusing herself from that vote?
Except for the fact that she had to know that her law partner was very involved in this.
Okay, now let me say this.
That, you know, being David Langston.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because I have been involved, you know, and had attorneys and been in client attorney relationships. And the first thing that an attorney always asks me is, am I involved with any of the parties, and who are the parties involved to make sure that they are not involved with those parties? So that's why I kind of find this hard to believe. So, you know, here's the thing. The thing is, whether she's telling the truth and you believe her or not, the fact of the matter is, if she had recused herself from the vote, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, but legally, she did not have to, even if she knew, legally she did not have to recuse herself because the money given was not 10% or more of her income. Is that correct?
That is my understanding. That's correct.
Now, if you'll notice, if you'll go back and...
She was not personally profiting from that.
Certainly not to a great degree. As a partner, there's some benefit, but not to any significant degree.
It had to be more than 10%
right.
of her income.
Right. But if we step back and we go back and we look at the phraseology that was used by Scott, the appearance of impropriety. The appearance of impropriety or the potential thereof, okay?
That's the issue.
Right.
How does it look? Does it smell bad? And the citizens will have to make that determination.
The fish always stinks from the head, buddy. I'm just telling you. You know, if you smell it, all you got to do is follow the smell and you'll find it.
But this is about that vote. It's about transparency or opacity, if you will, the lack thereof. And it is about how this money is being spent. Is it appropriate, first of all, to be funding the administrative costs of any nonprofit?
Let me say this. When I say the fish stinks from the head, I'm just saying that in jest, in broad blanket, in no way am I passing judgment or saying guilty, guilty, guilty. Okay, go ahead.
And then it's ultimately also about, should we spend this money to have a public employee running a nonprofit and a for-profit business? Everyone should be so fortunate as to have a highly qualified city employee running their business. I suppose you may have a business, Tom.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's get a city employee to run that, and we'll call it economic development.
I'm all in. I can't find a good administrative assistant. You know one that can double up?
They've got some great ones at the city.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually hiring, so you know, send me an email.
You won't have to spend any money.
That'd be awesome.
Your tax dollars at work. That's economic development.
Yeah. Wow.
Hmm.
So really the issues are the lack of, or not, recusing from the vote at this point. And then issue number two from this point forward is, okay, are we going to give any more money? And if we do give any more money, because there's a lot, the royalties and from the oil and gas and all that stuff and everything, there are hundreds of thousands of dollars to come. So what you're basically saying is, okay, look, if we're going to give more money, we need to see the trail of where the money we've already given has been spent.
That's correct. And I certainly am not arguing, others may, but I wouldn't, that we don't need to be spending money in North and East Lubbock. There are roads that need to be paved. Erskine from MLK east to the Loop needs to be paved. East 66th Street, we have an animal shelter today in East Lubbock that you can't get to from here. It's a wonderful facility. I've been there. The city employees who work there love those animals, and it's a great place. You can't get there from here.
Hmm.
East 66th Street from MLK to the Loop needs to be paved. There's sidewalks that need to be repaired. There's lots of work that needs to be done, and it doesn't require a third-party cloaked nonprofit that spends most of the money we give it, all of the money we give it, in administrative expenses.
Okay, Scott, we're just about out of time. We've got about 2 minutes left. Just to wrap this thing up or get to a point of closure, because I'm sure we'll have you back and we'll talk again. What needs to happen? What two or three things need to happen to make you happy here to where you're content and you're satisfied? Number one.
I'm a reporter. I won't be satisfied until I can see the records. It's tax money. We ought to be able to see the checks, the deposit slips, every dollar that is spent there, because every dollar they spend is either tax-funded or it is profits from tax investments.
Okay, we got 15 seconds. Number two.
Number two, I think that Councilwoman Latrell Joy ought to reconsider whether to vote on that because of the appearance of impropriety.
Okay, so show me the money. You want to see the
show
records?
Show me the money.
And you think that she ought to recuse herself?
I think that she ought to reconsider that.
Then you're a happy camper?
I'll never be happy.
L. Scott Mann,
always
the Sandstorm Scholar,
the story.
Checking in with us. Tomorrow morning at 8:10, we'll hear from David Langston from the law firm. He'll respond in kind.